Our next candidate is Amanda Edmonds. Amanda, please step up. Amanda is the executive director of the local nonprofit Growing Hope. Amanda is candidate for mayor of the city of Ypsilanti. Ms. Edmonds.
Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity to be with you here today, and thanks for all coming. I'm excited about Ypsilanti's future. Yep, we've faced some serious economic challenges in recent years, but my vision for Ypsilanti moving forward isn't about us just surviving that time, it's about us thriving in the future. We have an incredible energy in our community. Walking down Michigan Avenue or walking up Cross Street reveals entrepreneurs excited to start new businesses and anchor businesses ready to expand their reach throughout our community and throughout our region. So whether it's a Michigan cider from Red Rock, a painting by an Ypsilanti artist at the Erie, fresh tacos from Dos Hermanos, shoes from Puffer Reds, Hobbs Legendary Fried Chicken, or a weekly haircut, it's our diversity of small businesses that not only lay this economic foundation for our community, but weave the cultural fabric that makes it a place that I love to live and work. The question is, what comes next? How do we shape a vision of our community that is both realistic and optimistic? And I'm not going to promise miracles, I'll offer solutions. So my approach directs people, investment, energy, and ideas into our community. So growing our local economy means attracting and retaining investment, talent, and residents. And as chairperson of the Ypsilanti Downtown Development Authority, I've been working to bring business and community voice to the table to create a concrete vision for a more livable, walkable, and inviting community. I've helped streamline the DDA governance so that we can function both efficiently and respectfully, so that we can focus on doing the good work of improving our community. As mayor, I'll focus on economic development through local ownership, making Ypsilanti a model sustainable city, and embracing and celebrating the diversity that makes us strong. But what does that mean? First, it means both supporting both our existing local businesses, making sure that they can stay and that they can grow in our community. And for me, it also means being proactive, seeking out and recruiting those businesses that are good employers and our strong community citizens, like so many of you, that are invested as much in our community's success as in their own success. And as a founder and executive director of Growing Hope, I know what it means to make payroll, to set policy, to operate with limited resources, and all the other pieces it takes to run a business. And as mayor, I bring that experience to our council chambers. But we can never forget for one day that one in four of our citizens lives below the poverty line. And we only thrive as a community when every one of our citizens thrive. I've worked in every neighborhood in our community, and we have real disparities, and we have to address them, and we have to think about and address them every day. So supporting employers that pay living wages, finding jobs for our teens in the summer, ensuring that everyone in our community has quality housing, safe neighborhoods, good food, these are all essential to our community thriving. So I'm going to touch on three things that, in terms of roles the mayor plays in and for Ypsilanti. First, the mayor is our chief ambassador, representing us both in the community, with our neighbors, and in the region. And my strength is in being that positive ambassador for Ypsi. It's a role I already played as executive director of Growing Hope, when serving on regional, state, and national boards and councils, and as I travel across the country as a speaker and a trainer. This ambassador sets that tone and brings that energy that attracts and retains, excites people to live, work, visit, and play in Ypsilanti. Second, the mayor facilitates partnerships and positive relationships with our neighbors. For real, we really only win when we all win. My approach to working with Ypsi Township, with EMU, with our school system, with Washtenaw Community College, with our county government, with Ann Arbor and others, is to really invest in each other's success. And we have to put past differences behind us and stop blaming and find the common good. All I say every day is all we can do is move forward. No more blaming. Third and finally, I think a great honor and responsibility of the role of mayor is building leadership. Mayor nominates the city boards and commissions, and through this gives an opportunity for our citizens to serve and lead. I take that really seriously, and I'm committed to ensuring the voices at the table represent our entire community. I'll work to build those pipelines of leadership so that those, particularly those who haven't been asked or given an opportunity to serve or have a place at the table, are invited to do so. So I'm excited about the possibility that the electorate will allow me to serve the community in this new way, and I look forward to both the challenge and the honor. Thank you.
time for a few questions. In the back.
Dr. Hawkins. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Dr. Hawkins.
Ipsen India, like many other municipalities across the country, large and small, facing rather significant financial difficulties. And I know in Ipsen India, the commission and mayor done a lot of things to try to balance their budget. Approximately 8-9 years ago, former mayor Cheryl Farmer appointed a commission to study city finances. And the primary recommendation that evolved from that commission over a 2-year period was the city income tax. We heard those unpopular words a few minutes ago. What's your position on, are you an advocate of trying to support another income tax as a means of being able to generate additional finances to support IFTY?
So, as you heard me say, I care a lot about community voice, and this issue has gone before our voters, and our voters have said no. So I think that while it is an option in the world, it's not a viable option, and it's not what our community has said. So it's not something I would work on moving forward on.
Other questions? Hi.
Hi.
A year or so ago, the Southeast Michigan Council of Governments issued a report on the city of Ypsilanti and its financial situation. And if you're familiar with that, what do you think is the biggest valid concern that was raised in that report, and how would you?
I'm not familiar with that. I remember when it came out. I have not read that report, so I won't pretend to be. Do you want to reframe in a way that I can address?
One of the main issues they talked about was the public safety, and in the wake of that, there was a big discussion about creating a hybrid police and fire force, and that did not go forward. One of the suggestions was to try to utilize the 30 or so police officers on the unused force, and I'm wondering what type of collaboration you might think is possible for that, to get more police officers having beats on the street and reducing overtime.
Sure, let me say two things about this. As Councilmember said and has already been working on, along with Representative Rutledge and the Sheriff and others, there has been a great amount of collaboration happening among EMU, the Sheriff, and the city's police department. So I'm very excited about that and want to move that forward. And we need to always prioritize police and public safety in our budget. But I think we have to think about another level as well. If we're only thinking about public safety and it's only coming to light in the headline in the news way when we have tragic and terrible events, or it's the moment where it's making a call for police response, we're thinking about it way too late. We need to think about public safety beyond the base of enough officers and beats on the street, community involvement, community policing, as well as strong neighborhood associations, how our community is being designed, how is our infrastructure and our priorities in replacing or improving infrastructure hindering or helping public safety. So we need to really think upstream about a lot of things, including public safety, to think about where those problems are and how we bring community together to solve them, as well as the continued collaboration that's already been moving forward.
Time for one more.
Beginning of this year, I started running a small company in Ypsilanti. We have 50 employees and $15 million in revenues. But for all the work I've done at the company, I can't for the life of me convince my wife to move to Ypsilanti with our 3 kids. What do you think are the things holding her back that stops professionals from wanting to live in the city?
Well, I think a couple things hold people back, and I think it's about reputation in part. Some of those things are the challenges that are in the media or in people's minds or in people's past, you know, perceptions are real, and many of them are false. So we feel like when we can bring people into the community and hang out and spend time, people have a whole different understanding. And that's part of, again, the mayor's role of setting that tone and being that ambassador.
But when I talk about also that the regionalism and partnerships, and when I say we all win when we all win, Ypsilanti could be in the city limits, the safest community in the state. And if Ypsilanti Township has crime challenges, the headline still reads Ypsilanti. We really have to think in our city, but beyond our borders, that we really all win as a community. And so even if we focus on public safety in the city, if in our surrounding townships that's still a challenge, then we haven't won the reputation. I think the public schools are a very real barrier, and as I talk to more and more residents, that is a barrier for many people who have or plan to have school-aged children. The role of the mayor in terms of ambassador with the schools is that, you know, while we know the mayor has no control per se in the public schools, we need to be out there spreading the good word about the good things going in the schools. We know it's a rocky time post-consolidation, but I'm telling people actually at the doors when I'm talking about my campaign about New Tech High School and project-based learning and the Montessori kindergarten option, and I'm finding that many people don't know that. So whether or not we have kids in the school, it is all of our jobs to support the school, to do what a number of church leaders are doing right now, and walk the halls in the high school and be feet on the street, so to speak, and be in our school. So I think that's a responsibility, and that's a tone that both the mayor sets and throughout the community, because we can only do so much to support our schools, and I'm a proud, proud graduate of a public school that has had many of the same challenges as Ypsilanti, and I wouldn't have changed my education for anything. So we need to also send our kids to the schools and take a chance and invest as parents and community members.
Thank you.
Well said and done. Thank you.